4:25 together. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, and unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Paul says in verse 23, we preach Christ crucified. What's involved in preaching Christ crucified, do you think? What's all involved in that? That's your
name. Well, it's necessary because of death or sacrifice, the blood sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And after saying the blood is the remission. So Christ crucified is exactly what's needed for redemption to be provided.
Mm-hmm. And what happened when he was crucified? What took place at that event? Yes.
Was it delivered from the power of Satan to the power of Christ?
It was delivered. Well, Satan was trying to get after him, but what else? Yes, Tammy.
Sins of the whole world were laid upon him.
That's what it involves with preaching Christ crucified. Crucified, that's right. Sins of the world laid upon him. And notice in verse 23, what type of reception of these two classes of people have? What's the first class? How do they receive the preaching of this Christ? Yes, Arthur?
But many,
we're in this verse number 23.
All 23.
Yeah, what's the first group of people? How do they receive preaching of the cross?
Through Jesus Christ.
Yes, yeah, but how do they receive? What's the first group?
The Jews are the first people.
The Jews are the first group, and how do they receive the preaching of the cross? Yes, Bob?
Does that mean that Christ was a stumbling block to them?
Apparently. That's for them.
Did I say something wrong?
No, apparently that's true. Apparently we're stumbling. That's correct. You got that?
It's a stumbling block, and grace is foolishness.
All right. Now, if you were one of the two, which would you rather be? Not that you want to be either of them, but if you had to be...
I'd be either one.
I wouldn't want to be either one either, but... Yes.
Well, the Jews thought that the gospel of Christ was foolish.
Yeah.
And,
that's right.
And like I said, he came to his own received it not. And many of them did not believe after he was crucified.
That's right. So the stumbling block, they didn't agree with him. They wanted to have the Romans crucify him. Now, what was the means of Jews to execute people? What was the Jewish means, Tanner?
Stoning,
that's correct. They were under the Roman rule, and so they wanted to do it the Romans way. What was the Romans' means at that time of killing people, executing people? What was it? Yes,
Pa?
A cross. Just the cross standing up there?
No. Hanging them
up. Okay, that's confessing.
Well, it's funny that when it was a biblical prophecy, he's one of the some bones would be broken and then it's like shed extra blood.
Mm-hmm.
But it's necessary for the crucifixion to take place.
Mm-hmm. I read something from a man that was sent last week. He's got an article or a whole booklet on the subject. 351 prophecies of the Old Testament fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's amazing. He lays them all out, chapter and verse, 351.
Now, that's
Ryan LaFleur is his name. Ryan LaFleur.
I think we've seen something like
that before. Yeah, I'm sure there are other books, but he's compiled it and got it together. It's impossible for 351 prophecies to be fulfilled if just simply human beings wrote those books or the New Testament. But if God wrote them, he's able to put in the Old Testament and commit it for as Pastor Dan said, crucifixion, shedding of blood, nailed my hands and my feet. Remember all these different things. The scripture in the book of Isaiah and other places. Yes, Robert?
Well, I know all the things. Crucifixion was the most cruel type of death there was.
Great.
In that time, the very crucifixion. And it was, and when Christ died, he died, and he did not, it was not quick. He endured it. It's completely human. It
yes.
took all the pain.
As slow and as painful as you say, yes, Adam. Yes, that's right. And the curse attached to it, that's right. Stumbling block, fooling around, they just stumble and fall, but Greeks foolish and silly. And to many people today, preaching the cross is silly and foolish as well to them. These people that just don't say, why in the world would somebody want to trust this Savior that came into the world and they just put him on a cross for sin? Foolishness. You Christians are silly. That's what they consider. Questions at BATBC.org, 856-261. I know what I give us a call or comment. Yes, Arthur?
Yes, well, the thing that I have to his death, it's like Galatians 2:27, crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ that liveth in me. Mm-hmm. And the life which I live not in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Yes.
So when I think about all my pain, I realize that what Jesus went through, I'm able to cast all my cares upon him.
And he cares for us.
He cares about me.
That's right.
He can handle, he has all power, heaven and earth. I need not worry about him because he's with the Father. Now,
yes.
The Father is far greater.
So our hardships are tiny compared to the hardship and the pain of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfect God taking wicked, wicked sins upon his own self. Terrible, terrible thing indeed. But on verse 24, those that are called, what do you think that would mean? Different meanings of that word called. This means, this sense, what do you think that means? Those that are called. Pastor Dan?
Which are born again and saved Christians.
Born again and saved Christians. Is everyone that's called or the gospel given to them, do they always respond favorably to it? No, they do not. But these are called and accept the Lord, these saved, born again Christians. And whether they're Jews or Greeks, what is the Lord Jesus to them if they're saved, genuine Christians at 10?
The power and the wisdom of God.
Power and wisdom of God. Now, the power of God, what in the Lord Jesus Christ, from the beginning to the end, and it illustrates God's power. Think of the very first time he came into this world at the crucifixion and the ascension and so on. What is the false illustration of the power of God? Yes, Tammy.
Well, the miraculous conception of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, he was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not natural.
Not natural, it's a miracle, powerful miracle. Virgin birth of Christ. What else demonstrates his power? When he's here on earth and after he was born. What other illustrations for you, Arthur?
Well, when I think about all the evil and things that happened, about that, I just did not know it. That's very good. That the power of the Jews, we have the power of Satan.
Well, where was Christ's power when he's here on earth? What was his power?
His power,
he
all power heaven and earth
in his hand. All right. What else in his power? All his earth is
10. All the miracles. Honey.
All the miracles.
Yeah.
Power of God, miracles, just amazing. That's 10.
But even, I know this goes to the wisdom, but mm-hmm. when he was 13 years old, and he was talking to the Magi, and mm-hmm. the synagogue, and, or in the temple, I guess, in the temple. And you know, they were amazed at what he was doing and the questions he asked.
Right. Where does this man get this wisdom? Have you ever learned something?
Even this one is 13.
Yes. So, yes.
I'd like to say something. The whole testimony of Christ, the whole is power. When I look at the written man shall not live this by the whole gospel of Christ, everything that the Bible says about Christ, from the Old Testament testimony of him coming to the new and mostly delivered. And I look at the whole Bible, like it's God, the Holy Spirit can move over. And we're not to say where God is going to deliver our mind, but we know that the Holy Spirit comforts us and leads us in all truth.
He's powerful. What about anything else he's powerful, power of God? While he's here on this earth, what else happened? Showing God's power. Yes, Dan?
Resurrection.
Bodily resurrection from the grave. God's power, miraculous. I thought he was dead 3 days and three nights in the tomb, and yet the stone was rolled away, and he came out victorious. And after that, what's the next part of his power? After 40 days. Yes, Dan?
The ascension.
Bodily ascension to heaven. You're right now, presently, what's his power? He's right now the Father, interceding for those that are believers, and he's one day going to come back and show his great power
the rapture, first of all, taking those dead in Christ first, and then we were to life and saved second. 7 years of tribulation, we don't have any part of it. We're up there, and then 7 years, then finally, you're going to have what else? Probably the power after the 7 years. That's 10.
Return and rule.
Return and rule for 1,000 years. Power of God. And that's for sure. So, and what else? The wisdom. You mentioned about the wisdom. It was just 12 or 13, whatever it was, as it's mature, in the temple. How did he get this wisdom? In fact, what wisdom did the Lord Jesus exemplify to the devil, to Satan, when he was tempted in the wilderness? What are some of the parts of his power he exemplified there? Arthur?
I know he said, if thou be the Son of God, he said, get behind me, Satan, but written that I shall serve the Lord thy God. And he had all the power. He told Satan that they should not. I can say the verse of it.
Should not tempt the Lord God.
Yeah.
So he knew the scriptures, which is the power of God to know the scripture. Yes, 10.
So the Lord Jesus Christ knew that he was tempting him. I mean, so that's how he was able to, you know, share the scripture back to them.
Yes, omniscience. In fact, who is the author of every word of Hebrew and Greek in the Bible? Lord Jesus Christ. Remember
that?
We're in 1 Corinthians 1:24. He says, another spirit he'll hear from me. Won't speak over from himself, but whatsoever things he hears, actually speak. He'll take the things that I give him and reveal it to you, to the writers of the Bible. The Lord Jesus is the author. So he had this wisdom of God, power and wisdom. And we have the scriptures, and if we know the scriptures, it shows us what God's wisdom is. All these things that we should read and study and understand. This.
You know, when I work up every morning, I know it says that everything be done decently in order. So when I wake up in the morning, I'll be tempted to eat before I have prayer and my Bible study. But then I remember where Jesus said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
That's right.
So that gives me the strength to say, I'm not going to eat first. I'm going to get my Bible study done. Mm-hmm. And I come out
of
some
movement time. The Bible is the wisdom of God, and Lord Jesus, the wisdom of God, and it's all infiltrated into the scriptures, God's wisdom, even though people think it's foolishness and don't agree with it at all. Then 23:24-25, what does it say about the comparison between man's wisdom and God's wisdom? In verse 25. Pastor Dan?
God is wiser than men. God is worse, but you can't be his worse. It could be.
Mm-hmm.
We far exceed the wisdom of the man.
How can we illustrate that? Illustrate that. Explain, yes, the thing.
Like a little tiny, the smallest seed that there was, if that was the amount of wisdom that God had in something, mm-hmm. would be greater than, you know, the most.
Huge
amount of wisdom that
man has. Good, that's good. Yeah, Rob, go ahead.
I actually just walked in the glory and I heard you talking about God. And I just looking at the some statistics here and power is 1 Corinthians says the word power. The third most times, Revelation has it 30 times, Psalms has it 22, 1 Corinthians has the word power 19 times.
Very good. Power is interesting. Okay, thanks, Rob. Let's wave to Rob in Chicago. Rob Winograd in Chicago. All the rest of you people who are listening, give us a call, 856-261-9018, or questions at bftbc.org. glad to have you to listen in and go with us through the scriptures. All right, verse 25, we're in now. Foolish of God, wiser. For instance, I don't know how many volumes there are in existence in libraries, so millions, several million. I read the statistic a couple weeks ago, I can't remember how many millions, but all the books that you have, million, 2 million, 12 million, 10 million, whatever it is, how does that stack up with the wisdom of God?
It cannot be compared.
Cannot be compared. Yes.
Yeah. That verse in John, right? And if only in many other things did the Lord Jesus do. And if
not written this book, but these were written.
But no, there was it's a different word.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we cannot contain
it. Contain the things that are written.
So in verse 25 of the last chapter, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written.
That's Gospel of John, right?
Yes.
Okay, Bill.
You know, mankind thinks that they're very smart to come up with all these ideas, these inventions and things. The devil had the same idea when he said that he would ascend to the highest levels above the throne of God. He was delusional because no person or no devil has ever created anything. We take what God creates and we make use of it, but we don't create anything. And we should realize and be humble. Only God creates.
Right. What is the attribute of God called? I mean, nobody knows.
Omnipotent.
No, that's the power.
Right. That's what I mean. The omnipresence and omniscience.
Which is the one for his knowledge?
Oh, it's omniscience.
Omniscience.
That's the same thing. When I talk to many people and they meet in different cases, and different groups come in, I meet people every day and they try to compare the power to false doctrines and things like this. I believe, I'm not sure, but in Revelation chapter 19:6, they say his power is omnipotent.
It
cannot be compared, it's uncomprehended, it cannot be measured, it's infinite in power.
That's right, that verse number 24 shows that Christ, the power of God, omnipotent power, all power is given unto him. And now, do you think the Lord knew what it meant for television and internet? Do you think he knew about that?
Yes, he did.
The Lord? Okay. That's not a good one. He knows everything. Suppose he knows where the stars go and all the planets. He put them there. He knows the whole thing. He planned it all. See, the wisdom of God is far greater than any wisdom of man. And as verse 25 says, the foolishness of God. If you think, he's never foolish, but if you call him a fool in this particular list, that's wiser than the highest ranking man that could ever live. What about the weakness of God? As if there isn't. There's no weakness of God. What if there was? Stronger than any man. That's right. So he's solid. He's big. He knows everything. He's wise. He's omnipotent, all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere present. Omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. Finally, let's read verses 26, 27, and 28 together. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And base things of the world, and things that are despised, has God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. All right, verse 26, you're calling brethren. Brethren refers to who?
Christians.
Christians. Who's Paul writing to here?
The church.
Church in Corinth, were believers and genuine Christians in Corinth. You know the calling, and even they would know that this is true. What is he saying in verse 26 about comparison between wise and mighty and noble? Well, any hands on that? Yeah, Bob?
Not many wise men and not many noble are called.
Mm-hmm. not many wise, noble, and or mighty, right? Or noble. So, does it say not any?
Not many.
How many? The apostle will get a problem.
I know I said many fall and few were chosen. Wide is the way to lead to destruction, and many they go to their end. And few is a, and now is the way to lead to life, and few to be to find it. So there, the people compared to, it's like many are called. They're only the few mighty people are mightier than all, because they're compared to all the mighty men of the world. We're right. Mighty. We're weak, but we're strong.
Yes, the ten.
It's basically that certain people in the Old Testament, Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't know the Lord, but then the Lord humbled him, and he acknowledged the Lord. So whether or not he was actually saying, the Lord doesn't know, but we know that he acknowledged the Lord. And then Cyrus in the Persia, now the Lord used him. So, in some sense, they must have been called.
Yes.
And then even the Pharaoh during the time of Josiah, Josiah went to fight him, but he wasn't battling with him. The Pharaoh wasn't battling with him. And he said, don't fight me and meddle with God and bring judgment upon yourself. Which indicates that he must have understood after all those years the witness that the Hebrews had when they left, that, you know, that was the true God and not all these idols.
Yes.
Interesting.
Questions at bfgbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment. So, wise men. Are there some Christian wise men today?
Sure.
Yes, it says not any. It doesn't say not any, but not many. And not many. Yes, Ruffin?
I have to say, what you said, I've seen nothing. When Jesus put in the fire, when the three Shadrach, and Abednego was put in the fire and burned it. He was put in there, and because of they were not consumed or touched by the fire, King Nebuchadnezzar said, he said, we put three men in there, four men there. Then he said, behold, true, King, and he said, I see four.
Right.
And I said, one of them, and they have no hurt.
Right.
And one of them seemed, the fourth seemed to have the form of the Son of God.
Right.
And he finally got to the point where he said, look at here. He said, I make a decree that any man, that whosoever shall speak anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that, you know, he said that there will be cows, meat, and done.
Yes.
For there's no God that can deliver of this sort. So he realized that he finally says, he humbled himself, like he said, to the power, and he said, something told him, that this, in capital letters, he says, this that one of them has the form of the Son of God.
That's right. So the Lord Jesus Christ was right there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace, and he protected them. Now, are there any wise people in this world today?
Yes,
that are Christian people. Were there any Christian people when Paul was writing this?
Yes.
Paul was one of them, wasn't he? Doesn't say any or not, but he was one of the wise men. After the flesh, mighty. Now he wasn't mighty, he was, but there are kings that were, you mentioned Nebuchadnezzar, mighty, noble, high and mighty, but not many. But then in verse 27, we read that, I believe, there's, why is the word, this adversative conjunction, but, used here? Is that, any hands on that one? The contrast is great. What is true that God has chosen, not many, three things, wise, mighty, noble, but what has he chosen in verse 27?
Foolish
things. For what purpose? What purpose has he chosen in verse 28? As far as
The foolishness of man.
In verse 27, what purpose? What purpose has God chosen foolish things in verse 27?
The
wise. I didn't see a hand, but. Chris had the right best friends.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll go for instance.
What was your answer?
Found white.
What's the music from found? What's it mean? Ten?
Confused.
Okay. Right. Now, a lot of people, some people are confused easier than others, but to confound, confuse, and what has he done with the weak things? What's the purpose of that? What has God got to do with the weak things? Christian people are weak. Yes, Tammy?
He's going to confound the things that are
mighty. Again, confound and confuse. How can this weak person do so much? The Lord is able, and is able, as Paul says, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me.
I'd like to say something to speak on that.
All right.
Most gladly, as Paul said, well, I'd rather, and through the power of Christ, his strength is made perfect.
Okay, glory and service. Glory in my infirmities is the power of Christ.
That's
true.
Yeah,
that's true. So, things that are mighty. And then,
sufficient
grace.
Strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. The power of Christ.
Then in verse 28, what is a base thing? What would that mean? A base. Is that a base fiddle?
Very common, low.
Common, low, right, degrading. Base things of the world. And some were Christians, they're just weak and tattery. Paul had infirmities of the flesh, many things. Weak, again, to do what? What's the mission of the weakness? What do they do in this verse 28? What do the weak things do in verse 28?
It's to bring to naught the things that are.
All right.
Make the things that have more, whatever, not, they're not base, they're high things.
Mm-hmm.
Make them nothing.
Make them nothing. And despised. What are some, are Christians despised ever? Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Who despises them?
We're fools for the gospel of Christ. We're wise, but yet. But yet we're despised. It's the scripture. We're fools for the gospel of Christ. It's all written in there. We're despised for some, but yet we're wise.
Yes.
Yeah. We're despised among men, but in the eyes of God, we're wise.
So he's chosen things that are despised, and God has chosen also what other things in verse number 28. Sort of a mysterious thing. It's a negative thing. What has he chosen? Things that are not. What do you think that would refer to? Things that are not.
Things are the opposite of contrary to the will of God.
Could be. What else? Things that are not. Absolutely, they're not even thought of. Yes.
Could that be even like babies that are aborted? They're not.
Pardon me?
Could it be like babies that are aborted that are not?
It could be. Could be. Verse 28. Things that are not. See, in other words, maybe they're just empty things. They're vacant.
Strange
things,
the things that are not to bring. Not things that are. It's like magic.
Yes, things that to bring to naught. What does not mean?
Nothing.
Bring to nothingness. Things that are.
So I guess that's the whole idea of the things that are not. They're nothing, I guess.
It's a piece of nothingness. Low, zero people. Yes, the people.
People that are, everybody thinks nothing. They have value,
some things
have great insight. Wisdom,
yes.
That people don't know.
Yes.
I'd like to say Romans chapter 8, verse 39, for I'm persuaded neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor powers, No principalities, no things present, no things to come, no height, no depth, or any other creature. To compare the things, when I think about the power of God.
What about things that are not? What's that mean? Bring that up to the verse 28.
Well, I don't know if you want the exact question.
Praise
the Savior, because we know in stanza 4 says, then we shall be where we would be, and we shall be what we should be, things that are not now, nor if we could be, soon shall be our own.
That's good. Things that are not, that's going to be. That's good.
Very good.
What's the difference between a nobody and a somebody? You heard the expression?
Well, I'm somebody with pride. I'm more than
you. Okay, what's a nobody?
A nobody is something that God is just contrary, cast from God. Outcast is no good.
What is
no good?
What is how does the world define nobodies? Unsaved, godless people. Who do they call nobodies?
The poor and the despised, even the people of Christ.
Christian people, many of them despised. I'm going to stop right here at verse number 28.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, back to that.
Okay. Tell me, go ahead. I was looking for a verse about, I thought I found it, but I didn't find it. So never mind.
What does it say?
Well, it's about the poor man that was despised and
in hell, even.
You know.
And rejected, despised.
It's in Ecclesiastes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I find it in about 2 minutes, but I
don't have it. The beggar?
No, it's in Ecclesiastes.
Oh.
All right. Any other comments or questions on these verses before we close?
What'd you say?
Any other comments, Chris?
No,
you're getting it down, Chris?
I don't know. I'm a positive.
Ecclesiastes
9:15,
9:16.
That was found in Four Wise Men,
is it? Yeah. 9:16. Oh, yes. A few men was in it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it four wise men who lay by his wisdom delivered, and he rather by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength, nevertheless. For the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard.
Mr. Carl and Gina.
Mr.
Carl and Gina preached on that sermon when he was at the Bethel Baptist Church. He preached that sermon. Do you remember that sermon when he preached? The poor man, the wise, preached that very thing.
Ecclesiastes
9:14.
Yes. Mr. Gina preached on that very section on the wise man. Any other comments or questions before we
come?
Yes,
to get before we go. Like I said, all the troubles on here, all the troubles are rising up, the war troubles, the demonic troubles, and the family problems, the money problems. I just realized that I like Psalm 55:22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee.
Right.
He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved.
That's right, good question. Good question, exactly. For as far as who can be against him, as it says. Let's close it.
I've lost Ecclesiastes.
Psalms, Proverbs.
Oh, here it is. Ecclesiastes, what? I have
nine.
I want to look that up by myself.
Quiet. Can we have a word of prayer then?
That's what, nine what?
9:15.
14.
14.
Okay, thank you.
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for these verses. It's given us great comfort. The Lord Jesus has given these to Paul to write down. And it's a wonderful thing that the mightiness of thyself, puniness of ourselves and all people of this world, even though they think they're wise, they're unwise in things of the Lord. Help us, Lord, to trust in thee and to lean upon thy wisdom, that we may in thy sight be strong. Even though we may be weak physically, give us strength spiritually and wisdom spiritually, knowing thy word, knowing thy will, and be willing to do it. Bring us back safely in the Lord's day, and may our Savior be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name we ask and pray.
Amen.
Thank you for coming.